Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Rangers Review morning briefing for Thursday, the 30th of June. I'm Derek Clark, and I'm joined, as ever, by Johnny McFarlane. How are we doing, Johnny?
Good, mate. Great to be back on this morning. Fantastic to spend some more time in your company.
That's such sweet words. Before we talk all things Rangers, folks, just a bit of housekeeping. As ever, as you can see the ticker below, we've got that great offer on the website just now where if you subscribe, you get a free 30-day trial, get absolutely full access as well. It's just £2.99 per month thereafter. It's a great offer. Just head over to Rangers Review. /subscribe. And as you can see as well, the One Football app is the Rangers Review sponsor. It's your one-stop shop for all your footballing needs. It's got a raft of Rangers news on there. You can come up to date with all the latest goings-on from Ibrox. You can get notifications to your phone, keep up to date with squad lists, fixture lists, and what have you. You can also keep abreast of all that's going on, not only in Scottish football, but across the border down south and beyond in the continent as well as the big European competitions. The good news is, it's totally free, so it won't cost you a penny, and it's available for iPhone and Android users. So go and get it downloaded wherever you get your applications. Okay, let's talk football, Johnny. We were, of course, on yesterday afternoon talking about Antonio Colak. We updated supporters with the latest, which is the fact that a fee has been agreed. The player has agreed terms. He's itching to come. However, there's just a snag, a hold-up in the deal. And we've posted a video of the PAOK coach last night on our social media accounts, Johnny, basically saying that they're waiting to bring in a replacement before allowing this deal to go through. I can understand that from their perspective, but this appears to be the only thing that's holding up the deal here.
Yeah, absolutely. What's obviously happened in terms of yesterday, it was made quite often. It was made quite obvious that Rangers had made a final bid that had been accepted. That bid was for £1.8 million. It's better that we go back to go forward, Derek. Here,
yeah.
The player, desperate to come, had said that he was absolutely keen to sign on and agreed personal terms, and effectively had packed his bags ready to come to Ibrox. It's as simple as that. Desperate to be part of things. Now, what happened from then was described to me as bizarre, and I think that's what I was feeling throughout the day, because you're looking at things as they develop and you're speculating as to what is going on, because you've been told the deal has basically been signed, with the player, the signed off, as it were, and the agreement has been made with the club. So why is it not done? Why are we not expecting Colak at Ibrox and for the video? I think Rangers were as bemused as the journalists covering this story, to be honest with you, as to what was going on, because there was stories coming out of Greece saying, oh no, there's the second bid's now been rejected. It'll take a third bid of €2.7 million to get this over the line. I was told that's nonsense. And things weren't really cleared up, Derek, throughout the day, and there was a lot of back and forth on this. I was talking to several colleagues about it, about what exactly was going on. But I was steadfast throughout the day in terms of my original story, which was, that the deal had been agreed.
Yeah.
And then it emerged that the manager of PAOK had been on to the sort of club TV channel on YouTube. Unfortunately, in English, Razvan Lucescu explained the situation and basically said, I can't let him go until I've got other players in, because I've only got one striker.
Yeah.
And it's not been easy to get players in, and negotiations and money and all these aspects that need to be dealt with are not easily solved. So, you know, you can read that on our Twitter feed, via the website, or you can watch the video itself because it's also on there. And yeah, actually, the video is also on the YouTube channel here, so you can go and have a look at that after you finish with the video. So we're in a situation where you're waiting for PAOK to just hit the OK button on the deal and finalize it, and then it'll go through. So I would fully expect that to happen once they tie up a new signing. As to how long Rangers will wait for that, I'm not sure. Time will tell. But yeah, certainly I don't think Rangers will put up with any sort of any nonsense or too much procrastination. I think they'll want to get it done fairly quickly. But they want the player. Gio wants the player. I think Rangers think it can be a really good signing, and I can see why.
Yeah.
Having watched your video that you did with the Swedish journalist yesterday, Derek, I was particularly interested by what he said about which actually, he said it in a sort of derogatory manner, but I was it really perked my ears up when he said, "This is a guy who scores lots of goals against bad teams." So, yeah. That's exactly what Rangers need. You know, this is a guy that scores for fun against the lower lights in the league. Yeah. Right. Okay. Good. Great. Fantastic. That I couldn't have wanted a better skill set, to be honest. I could have picked it myself.
Yeah.
So that's a situation where we're waiting for PAOK to press the button on the transfer, and presumably that will happen once they resolve their issues at their end. But certainly from Rangers' point of view, contract done, fee agreed. You know, there's not more they can do.
Yeah, Elliot Lee with a bit of humour this morning says, Jack Simpson's a great striker with size. POK surely would be keen for a swap. There's some supporters that are that don't want to be messed about, Johnny, which is understandable. The Scots Wilder says Rangers should pull the plug on the deal. This is very strange, to say the least. You don't want to be messed about. You don't want to be messed about at the end of the day, do you? I can see where PAOK are coming from their point of view. They want to bring someone else in, but at the same time, Rangers don't want to be hanging on, waiting for them to find a replacement. That's not their concern at this moment in time. They want to bring the player in. The player wants to come. But yeah, it's frustrating for supporters who just want to see new signings in.
Yeah, it's silly. Listen, it's silly season. You've got to understand that the way transfers work, it's not about competency. You know, like spanners are thrown into the works all the time, and you can't just say yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah,
we all know that. Like we've all followed Rangers enough to understand what's going on. And I think there just has to be frustratingly a little bit of patience on it. I think Colac will be a really good signing. I just don't think the club can be messed around for too long. I don't think they will be messed around for too long on it. But I don't think there's a problem in having to wait a few more days if that's what we're talking about. But I think Rangers themselves will need to establish what sort of time frame that PAOK are looking at. I certainly thought that the manager, Lucescu, when he talked about Colac, I think it might be Colac, mate. I might be saying it wrong. I realized this morning when I saw someone else describe it as Colac. So anyway, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah. Watch this space, I think, with regards to that one, folks. Let's talk about another player that Rangers were reportedly interested in, Johnny, but I think the fee and the sort of wage demands being bandied about deals nullifies that, any sort of deal. Erik Botheim, of course. There's rumours that the Norwegian Rangers were interested in the Norwegian striker. However, there was a tweet yesterday put out from a Turkish journalist. He's attracting the attention of Galatasaray. Apparently, he's looking for €50,000 a week with a €2 million signing on fee. Seems a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a lot of cash, and that kind of explains perhaps why the Rangers' interest, I think, sort of came and went quite quickly.
Yeah.
That's just not a sustainable situation for Rangers to get involved in. The problem is not necessarily that wage. It's then that other players go, wait a minute, you've smashed the wage bill, and there's unhappiness and discontent about their salary vis-a-vis the new signing salary. This is a guy that's had one very, very good season, and it's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't got a sort of established track record. Now, what a talent he is. He's a terrific player. But that would be a big gamble. Now, I can understand people might say, okay, but if you sign him on a three-year deal, that's 7.5 million in wages. The 2 million up front means it's 9.5 million overall. You spread that over 3 years. It's not much more expensive than signing a £5 million player on normal wages.
Yeah.
I do get that. However, I think you've got to be cognizant of the fact that the Ryan Kents of this world, the Alfredo Morelos's of this world, want parity then, the Joe Aribos of this world. So you need to take that into account. And it's simply, I think, just a bit too much money for Rangers to be getting involved at that stage. Derek, I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I need a bit of convincing that he was a real deal. Like you say, one decent season. Listen, he might turn out to be the next reincarnation of Erling Haaland, who knows, but it's a lot of money. I think Colak or Colak represents better value at this point in time, but it remains to be seen, of course. Interesting that you mentioned Ryan Kent there, Johnny, because Curry Muncher gets in touch. He says Leeds wanting Ryan Kent again, apparently. Now, of course, Rafinha is set to move down south to Chelsea, apparently a £60 million deal. So it may start a sort of domino effect, if you like. Now, we know that Leeds have been long-term admirers of Ryan Kent, especially when Marcelo Bielsa was in charge. He is no longer there, of course. Vitor Orta, the director of football there, is still an admirer. Can you see this happening eventually, Johnny? It's been murmured for some time, hasn't it? But, I mean, what sort of money are we talking now? A player going into his final year of his contract?
Yeah, the market will dictate that. I think Ryan Kent's worth £15 million. Even with a year left, but it might not be that much. It's, you know, we've got to be cognizant of the fact that this isn't a full-on market. It's still a post-COVID recovery market for these kind of clubs. I think when you've got a Premier League club coming to town, though, you can try and maximise your return. I think Ryan Kent would be a terrific signing for Leeds, I've got to say. I think he'd do really well there. It's a big club, a club with a lot of tradition and history. We're not talking about a Brentford or a Brighton here.
Yeah.
Leeds are, you know, they're a serious football club, a one-club city, and a place where they take the football really, really seriously, like they do in Glasgow. They also play in a kind of counter-attack way, with a lot of pressing, quite similar in terms of philosophies, what Jesse Marsh is doing and what Steven Gerrard has probably imprinted into Ryan Kent's brain. So I think that would be a great deal for Kent, and you would just hope that if that comes to fruition, that it's also a really good deal for Rangers. Personally, I would really like to keep Ryan Kent. I would love to see him sign a new contract. Probably, for me, I would rank them as Kent, Morelos, Aribo, in terms of if you're doing a deal, I would want Kent to sign a deal ahead of the other two.
More than Morelos?
Sorry?
More than Morelos?
Yeah, I do, because I think Morelos, as I've said before about his goal scoring return in the Scottish Premiership, I think Ryan Kent, in terms of his assists and his quality in both the Premiership and in Europe, shines through. Yes, he didn't have a good season with goals, and he's not an actual finisher. He's not going to score you a lot of goals. That's a flaw in his game. But in terms of assists, he racks them up. And he's a player that if you give him the ball, he can produce things. We've seen that time and time again. It might not be the last guy, but he will be there and thereabouts as the fourth or third player in a move, because he has that ability to glide past players. And I just think he's a terrific player. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Kent.
Yeah,
and that's not to do down Morelos. Everyone knows that, who watches this, know that I really like Morelos too. It's just that, you know, I'm also aware of Morelos's negatives. He's brilliant in Europe. And if we're talking about just pure Europe, it would be Alfredo Morelos. But,
yeah,
you know, in terms of the Premiership, I've said before and I'll say it again, 17 goals has been his best return. It's just nowhere near good enough. So you need to get goals in and around them to make up for that. And so if you're talking about which of the three, to me, Ryan Kent is the biggest.
Yeah, John Dooley says, does Liverpool have a 20% sell odds on Kent? I have seen reports of that, John. I'm not entirely certain, but I have seen...
I'm pretty sure they do have a sell on, mate. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know the exact amount. As much as that, but they will.
Element to it, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah, 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 that has a bit of premium onto it, of course. Another comment, interesting comment coming in with regards to Kent from Ross. He says that the lack of talk around Ryan Kent gives me the impression he could sign a new deal. Maybe that's wishful thinking. I think everyone would be delighted if Ryan Kent was to extend his stay at Rangers. But he's in that bracket of players where if they don't sign, Rangers really need to find a buyer for them. They can't allow another Connor Goldson situation or too many Connor Goldson situations to materialise. Interesting comment here from Ian McDougall, as you flagged up there, Johnny. Seville now cooling interest for Alfie and going for Sadiq. Umar Sadiq, of course, the Rangers legend, for £22 million. That football is just crazy, isn't it? I mean, Umar Sadiq, I seen him just last season, I think it was, Manchester United sniffing about him. Obviously, it was an absolute disaster at Rangers. Never worked. He wasn't Gerrard's most favourite of players, but he since went off and done well. He done well in Serbia, of course, and then went to Spain, and now being talked about as a £20 million plus player, Johnny. Football's a funny old game, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, Derek, and that's why I sort of wanted you to bring this up. Just, it's amazing. he's done really well, to be fair. His numbers at Partizan Belgrade were off the charts. Yeah. 23 goals, 19 assists, and 52 appearances. So he really did do terrifically well there. And at Almeria, it's the Spanish second tier, so it's not obviously the La Liga, but still 41 goals and 19 assists and 81. So you can see why he's getting interest while he's sort of chalking up those kind of numbers. But let's see if it pans out. There's been a lot of these big money links to to Sadiq going to big clubs, and they've not come off. I mean, I have seen him play since he left Ibrox, and it's kind of the same as what we saw.
Yeah.
He's unorthodox and gangly and a bit weird, but it's quite effective. I don't think he was the right player for Rangers, and I don't think it was the right time, obviously. He's a strange player, but he clearly has something about him in terms of finishing. He clearly disrupts defences.
Yeah.
As for the offer from Seville, the offer, there wasn't an offer. There wasn't an offer. So
it's all
speculation. Yeah. It never actually came to anything. So we'll see if that continues and if Seville actually come in. I think there is interest from Seville.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of hurdles to overcome for that transfer to kind of go through, I think, if it was to actually materialise, given the relationship between the two clubs and given the kind of quantum that people are talking about.
Yeah.
But in terms of Sadiq, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's an interesting point from Kevin McDonald, actually. He says, given his form elsewhere, how much were Sadiq's issues here down to a personality clash with Gerrard? That could very much be the case, Kevin. It's a fair point you address here. Although, would you swap Morelos for Sadiq at this point in time, Johnny?
No, definitely not. I mean, that's a great point by Kevin, and I actually think it was a huge part of it, because one of the things about Sadiq was that apparently he was a bit of a lackadaisical trainer.
Yeah.
And wasn't one of these guys that had the mentality of you train as you go to play. So for Gerrard, that was absolute anathema. The other player that really suffered with that was Kyle Lafferty, who is a guy who, by all accounts, is the life and soul of the party around the place. Laugh and joke throughout the training time. He's not really kind of a totally focused on his condition and fitness in the training ground. When he's in there, he's kind of a naughty schoolboy type. And I'm not to say that he wasn't fit, just that he didn't have the absolute zero focus on his game, and Steven Gerrard just didn't want that around the club. He didn't like that. It wasn't didn't fit with his elite mentality.
Yeah,
and that shows you. I think elite Sadiq came into the same category as Lafferty to some extent. Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily think he was the same life and soul, but in terms of his sort of attitude and outlook.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be interesting to see where he ends up. There was a comment I wanted to touch on. I'm not too sure how serious Graham is, but it's an interesting one, Johnny, because he says, what about Larson Jr.? That would mix things up. Lol. Jordan Larson, of course, son of Henrik, available apparently. He's without a club, I think he is, after leaving Spartak Moscow. I think he was with last. He had a loan spell in Sweden. That would certainly set the cat amongst the pigeons. I can't say I followed his career closely, so I'm not too sure how good he is. But
He's very good. He's very good. I mean, if you wanted to upset Celtic fans, I think that would be the ultimate one, because you know they're so excited by the prospect of him being available on a free transfer. You know, I think if Rangers were to nip in and get him, but I mean. You know, he's a Celtic fan. You know, he grew up with his dad, an absolute hero at the club. You know, so I just don't think that would have legs. I also think that he'll be a player that's at 25 with a decent track record behind him, would be looking for significant, you know, financial recompense to make the move. So, you know... It's not one that I would think Rangers are looking at in depth. But, you know, he can play across the back, the front line. He's got a good goal scoring record up until last season. Didn't do much at all in the Russian Championship. I think 17 games and no goals or assists.
Yeah.
Then he went to Sweden, 11 games, 3 goals, 2 assists. So not exactly prolific, a total of 5 goals in 34 games last season, but I think a lot of the time, Derek, he was playing wide, so perhaps it's not fair to kind of fully judge him, and certainly in terms of his time in Russia, often playing a sort of centre-forward role, which is quite drop-deep, sort of like a number 10 type thing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't see it happening. Basically, long and short of it, it's not something that I've heard about. So it's a bit of a wild suggestion. Is, yeah. I get where it's coming from.
But it's a fair point by Bob. He says that Henrik and Gio played with each other at Feyenoord. They are friends, of course. That Derek Gray says his old man would disown them. It'll certainly be an interesting one, but would set the cat amongst the pigeons. Okay, folks, I think that'll do us there for now. Thanks to everyone as ever. For getting in touch with the programme, it's very much appreciated. Just a reminder of that offer we've got on the website just now. If you sign up, you get a free 30-day trial. You get full access as well, so you can find out if it's for you. I'm sure you won't regret it if you do just that. It's just £2.99 per month thereafter. It's a bargain. So head over to rangersreview.co.uk/subscribe for all the details. We'll be back again tomorrow, Friday, the end of the week already. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday.